Affordable housing advocates in Chicago have been running a contest. They're challenging architects to come up with a modern version of the Chicago bungalow. That is, a single-family home that's affordable to the masses. WBEZ's Linda Lutton has more about the contest and the bigger problem it's trying to solve.
Let's imagine you have a small family and you earn a modest income. Mom, dad, kid, $75,000. If you want to buy a house in the city of Chicago, new construction is probably out of the question.
There are single family homes being built in Chicago right now, but they're going for $600,000 to $1 million, which is not affordable to the average buyer.
Sarah Bruni works with Neighborhood Housing Services, one of the groups sponsoring the contest to find Chicago's next starter home. The bungalow was their inspiration.
It was affordable to the average working family. It had the amenities that families wanted at the time, and it was replicable, and it was beautiful. You could appreciate the architecture of it.
The goal of this contest is to do that again. Organizers want the 21st century bungalow to be energy efficient and affordable, selling for $250,000 max. As part of the prize, the winning design will be built on two city-owned vacant lots, one in Bronzeville, one in West Humboldt Park. And organizers hope the design gets picked up by a private developer and built again and again. That would get at a bigger problem. There are thousands of vacant lots in Chicago's poorest neighborhoods, but it costs more to build a house there than you can sell it for. And in gentrifying areas, new construction is all high-end. There's nothing for the middle. The contest drew 130 entries. A jury picked three finalists.
I'm Greg Tamburino. I live and work in Chicago.
By day, Tamburino designs high-rises. His home design is wood frame, a peak roof. Think of a little Chicago cottage, two stories high. It's meant to fit people at all stages of life.
You might be a single person. You might be a large family. You might be an elderly person that is aging in place.
Tamburino's so-called adaptable house can be a two-flat, a single-family, family home, a live workspace. Cost was his biggest challenge, so the home is compact and unadorned, but he splurged on certain features.
I wanted a lot of natural light, so tall, large windows. I wanted it to be approachable from the street, so I almost exaggerated the porch. It reads as welcoming, and it reads as like this connection to the community.
Tamburino says architects are used to presenting their ideas to peers or even city officials. But for this project, finalists had to take feedback from dozens of neighbors near the vacant lots where the homes will be built, which was a little nerve-wracking, says Tamburino.
I mean, this is in their backyard. I mean, these people really care about what you're doing. My favorite was the people that would wait until the meeting had ended, and then they would approach you after to give you some, like, of their own ideas, or you could just tell they were excited about it.
Architects from all over the world turned in designs. And even though finalists were chosen through blind selection, it turns out they all work in Chicago. Finalist Joel Huffman thinks that's no accident. He says local architects are used to designing for Chicago's long, skinny lots. The other constraints of the contest pushed them to think in new ways.
So it really allowed us to get out some ideas that may have been pent up.
The most distinctive element of Huffman's design is what's behind his house.
There is a front unit, two-story unit, that would be the primary residence. And then directly behind the house would be a one-story coach house concept.
The coach house was really popular with the community. The third finalist is a husband-wife team.
My name is Petya Petrova.
My name is Georgi Todorov in Bulgarian. People here call me Georgi, which I hate.
Petrova and Todorov named their submission the Urban Cabin.
The primary material in our project is wood.
Petrova says they're going for warm, modern, and sustainable. The wood itself is cross-laminated timber, small pieces of wood glued together into large, rigid panels.
It is super cost-effective. This house can be erected in one day. The quality is amazing.
And since it's wood, it can be left exposed inside.
And this is how we are achieving savings from drywall, from painting.
That's the kind of creativity around materials and construction contest organizers were hoping to spur. And their bigger goal might also come true. Petrova and Todorov have already been approached by developers interested in building their home. The winning design for the new Chicago bungalow gets announced Wednesday. Families should be living in the two prototype homes by next year. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.